This is an interview for Year 12 VCE from my Australian History option at the date of the 22nd of August 1991 at the local organisation, the Pakenham Gazette. I am interviewing Mr Ian Thomas, who owns the Pakenham Gazette newspaper. I intend to discover how the newspaper has changed from 1917 up until the present date. When was the newspaper first established?
It was established in 1909 in Berwick, and some 8 years later it moved to Packham in 1917, so it's been Packham ever since then.
Okay, when was the first edition of the newspaper published?
September the 1st, 1909.
Has the newspaper always been kept within the Thomas family?
Yes, it has. Third generation. I'm the third generation.
Right. What type of machinery printed the newspaper when it first began?
The machine was called a Wolfdale. It was a sheet-fed machine, which in the early days when I came into the business was hand. The machine was hand-operated.
Mm-hmm.
In those days we printed something like 700 papers, usually 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
When was the new technology brought in to print the newspapers?
Been changed tremendously over the last 50 or 60 years, from the early days of the handset type through the linotype machine, and then more recently, or the last 15 to 20 years, they're the phototype setting.
How much was the Gazette sold for in the beginning?
That's a very good question. Well, I don't even guess and I can't.
That's right.
2 or 3 pence.
And during the Depression?
Ooh. I can't tell you that. I can't find that information
out. During the 60s?
All that information I'll look up.
Okay.
I can't really relate to it off the cuff, but I can find out.
And how much is it sold for today?
I can tell you that one, 40 cents.
40 cents, okay. During the Depression, was the funding for the newspaper affected in any way?
I wasn't around because I was born during the Depression.
Yep.
I can only say that it was a real struggle for the family to survive, and the fund was certainly affected. But because at the time there was only my father and my grandfather working with the paper at that time. They survived with the help of the local businesses.
In what ways has the newspaper changed throughout its circulation?
Well, I suppose you could relate it to the fact that back in, I think I only relate to say the 40 odd years I've been associated with. Is that okay?
Yep.
The 40 years, I'm supposed to be going back to 1950, we were doing about 700 copies of the paper. 4 pages. Today we're doing around about 72 to 76 pages. 72 to 76 pages. And we've got a staff these days of something like 32 compared with those days, 2 people. Does that give you an idea?
Yeah, thanks. Was the move of the newspaper to Pakenham caused by the growth and popularity of it?
No, I believe, I've just heard that from other members of my family, when the family started in Berwick in 1909, they didn't get the support they had hoped for with the Berwick people, and there was a move around about 1915-16 for the paper to be transferred to Pakenham. And because the local people were supportive of the paper and wanted it to come here, the family moved here in 1917.
What inspired your family to begin a newspaper?
I think probably if you look through the history there, I think the reason that the paper was started in Berwick was the fact that my grandfather started way back in 1881 in Avoca. And moved where he started his apprenticeship, and moved a little later to Avoca, where he had considerable experience in the newspaper industry around about 1881. In 1894, he moved to Violet Town, established the Violet Town Sentinel. Next came a move in 1899 to Currumburra, at that time to purchase a Southern Mail and Outram News. It was in 1909 that the family moved to Berwick to begin what has been for the last 82 years in association with the Berwick Pattern District.
Okay, during the World Wars and the Vietnam War, did the newspaper carry headlines about the wars?
No, it didn't.
They didn't.
Purely and simply because it's ranked as a community and a local country newspaper, and we try to keep it. Importance is given to local issues rather than the news of the day on a wider sphere.
What's your role in producing the paper?
Really, more managing director these days, supervising what goes on and trying to keep staff happy.
Is that what your father and grandfather did as well?
No, they were editor because it was a smaller business. They were managing director, editor, and they did the works. But because the business has changed and grown, I really will do most things, but my role is organising features, planning for the future, keeping people happy, introducing new printing technology, buying new machines, and looking generally at new areas all the time.
Now I will interview Mr. Ian Thomas's wife, Dorothy Thomas, and his mother, Mrs. Florrie Thomas. When did you start working for the Gazette?
1979, when Ian's father died.
Right. Has it been traditional for the wives in the Thomas family to work for the newspaper?
Yes, it has.
No? Has there been any Thomas sisters who have wanted to run the newspaper themselves?
No.
No? What has been the newspaper's aim or main objective towards the community?
To print the news fairly, present it as that it really happens and not exaggerate too much, to let people in the district know what's actually going on in the area, from a community point of view, mentioned you.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's probably it.
Why do you believe the newspaper has been so successful within the community since the beginning of its existence?
Because we've had those very aims that I've said. We haven't put news content above community news, we haven't put advertising content above community news content. We have to be aware all the time that we must meet our financial commitments, pay our wages and that sort of thing. So of course we have to have a certain percentage of advertising in the paper, but it is much, much lower than all our competitors in the area because we have given much higher news content. And so I think because of that, you know, we've been successful. People buy the paper. Probably because it's been around such a long time, it's become a tradition in the families that have lived here for a long time. I had a lady in this morning. She was one of the people that spoke out in the Pakenham Church of England story we ran last week.
Yeah.
And she said, we need the Gazette. We need the Gazette. It's got to keep the conscience of Pakenham working. And that was her view of what the Gazette was for. And she said, to people like us that have lived here for a long time, it's part of our family. And I think that's the view. Some people have commented that they look on the Gazette as their Bible. That's probably going a bit far, but that's the way they view it.
How many women work for the Gazette today?
Moment. I'll only be guessing, I should not be a sitter and counting.
I guess.
probably 22, maybe more than the men, I'd say.
And why do you believe this number has grown substantially over the years?
Partly because women are now in the workforce, whereas years ago they were not. So they were not available to work on the paper years ago. Also, the types of jobs that are available in newspapers have changed dramatically in the last 10 to 15 years. We used not chase advertising, we used to sit in the office years ago and wait for it to come through the door, which it did. But now, with the competition that's around, we have to go out and physically chase advertising, so we have females doing that mainly, with one man, it's mostly women doing that. Our front office section has grown dramatically. We did try a man in there and he was a disaster, so we've stuck to the women.
Right.
And that area has grown a lot. Women dominate the journalism area too. We've only got one man compared with three women on the journalistic staff.
You think it'd be the other way around?
No. And they're good. They're excellent. Work fast, conscientious, really on the ball. And I'm very impressed with one in particular that we have here. In the typesetting area too, we have three women to one man. It's really in the makeup of the paper that the men dominate, and in the actual printing section down the back where they're using printing machines. But in all other areas, we've got more women than men.
How have working conditions changed in the newspaper over the years?
Dramatically. Not so much since I came into it, but being married to a man involved in it, I've been able to see it. I can see it from my washing point of view. My washing machine years ago was filled with overalls covered in ink, and my husband set off every morning in his overalls, and he used heavy machinery and thick inks. And the whole process was completely different to what it is now. Now it's very sophisticated. He comes in a suit or a sports coat tie. Quite different image to what he had years ago. And he's working in a different area now too. That makes a difference. But we don't use the sorts of machinery that we used years ago. It's all very sophisticated. It's all computerised now. So, you know, we don't use... Sorry.
That's all right. How many hours per day did workers work during the Depression?
No idea.
So you wouldn't know about the war?
No. I was only a little girl when the war was on. And that was before my time in the Depression, so I don't know.
Yeah. How have journalism techniques changed from the beginning of the newspaper in 1917?
I can only really give an opinion on what I've observed from writing the old, from reading the old newspapers that we have filed away. The words we use now are entirely different. The way we write is completely different too. It has changed dramatically, really. As speech changes, so does writing. You know, you tend to use different words. We introduce new words into the language. Will they come into our writing as well? And our style of speech changes, so our style of writing changes. Possibly something to do with our change of lifestyle. We live a much faster pace, so we tend to write shorter sentences. We use more simple words these days than they did years ago, which probably is surprising in a way, because people generally have a much higher education standard now than they did in those times, and they would have been writing for a very, very minute section of the community, I would think, but they used very long, flowery words, and I guess that was the way they were expected to write. Whereas now, we stress with our journalists that they're writing for people who have perhaps gone to Form 4 or 5 at school. They aim at that level. And try not to get bogged down with using words that would only be understood by people who've had tertiary education. So I keep that from all the time, you know, keep your writing simple, because we want all the people to be able to understand what you're getting on about in your stories. Whereas that obviously wasn't a priority years ago. You know, it was to impress the public with the lovely long words you could use in a newspaper and show them how well educated you were. It's different.
And the last question, has there ever been any complaints over headlines printed?
Oh, yes, frequently.
Can you remember any of that?
I can't exactly remember the wording, but we had quite a lot of flack years ago when Michael Bishop, who at that stage was a councillor, passed a remark in council about, is Packham going to become another Doveton? And our journalist at that time picked up on that comment and turned it into a headline, and we put it in a great big headline in the paper, and Michael Bishop argues back to us for years afterwards because he thought that we had really done the wrong thing by him, because it was only a passing remark. What else? Well, we've had lots over the years that we have had quite a bit of flack about. I can remember one year we had, after a council election, we had a headline that people rang up and complained, or two people did anyway, to say what a negative heading, because we announced that Councillor Jack Russell had lost instead of saying the person that had won.
Right.
You know, so yeah. We've sort of been more aware of perhaps looking at more positive angles since then. Spelling mistakes in huge headlines, would you believe? Proofreaders read them and they list them. I can't think of any other particular instances, but we have had quite a lot of these.
What year did you begin working for the newspaper? What year did you begin working for the newspaper?
Did I start helping? Yeah. 1933.
Right. How old were you?
How old?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 84 now. How did you work that back? 25,
26. Yeah, about that. 26. Did you only begin working for the newspaper because your husband owned it?
No.
Did you only begin working for the newspaper because your husband owned it?
No, we worked together.
Were there many women working for the newspaper when you began?
No. No.
For what reasons do you believe women began working for the newspaper? In what ways were the women working for the paper on equal terms with the men?
Didn't get any wages, it was just working together with my husband.
Yeah.
Yes.
How has the work for the paper been rewarding through your career?
Oh, well, I think everybody's just gone on. Doing a good job to doing a better job. The district's grown.
Were there any strikes that happened?
No. Don't have strikes.
Alright.
No strike, was it?
No strike.
No strikes.
Okay. How much was the Gazette sold for during the Depression?
Tuppence.
And during the 1960s?
I can't remember that. I can only remember the tuppence because we had it in our paper recently in the history, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
Yes. Ian could tell you that better.
How has the setup and layout of the newspaper changed?
Well, we used to do what they did, hot setting, to begin with. It was, the letters were all in separate compartments and they picked each letter out to set a word. And then it got to the liner type, a big machine like a typewriter, and that was set then in sentences, blocks and put together. Of course, now it's all computerised.
Right. How has your position in the newspaper changed? Your position?
Oh, well, This is all I do now. Before that, I did a bit of everything. Not the real office work out there, but collating and things like that.
Is that what you do now?
No, I just proofread now.
Okay. What changes have occurred since your association began?
Well, the way of printing the paper, apart from the setting up, has all altered. It's all done more with camera work and a different type of work altogether in the actual making of the newspaper up. And instead of printing it ourselves, sent away to more to be printed. And it takes far less time to print the whole paper than we used to do it.
How did it used to be printed?
Well, we used to print it on a big machine on rollers. It was fed into the machine and rolled around rollers and then came out on a flat bed. And then it used to be interleaved with the pages. Different pages were interleaved.
How is the newspaper affected by the Depression?
You mean the 1930s?
Yeah.
I don't think it was really affected by us anyway. The nearest newspaper was Dandenong and the other one Warrigal. And they had just accepted us. We weren't very dear.
So there wasn't any problem with funding for the paper?
No.
How was the newspaper an entertainment for the community?
Well, mostly because people contributed to it and advertised in it. And I think they looked to the newspaper to see what was going on in general.
What were the disadvantages of being a woman working for the paper?
I can't see any disadvantages. In the early days, the only women we had were the front office staff. But now, we've got more women than men. They can do the different type of setting just as well as the men. And I think in the early days, people just didn't go out to work like they do now.
Why was that?
Well, if you got married, you stayed married and looked after your children for one thing, mostly. I don't know, probably it was just the jobs that people didn't like doing either. Nobody liked sitting up tight with one letter, pick up one letter, you know, or 10 letters to make one word. It was a slow job.
Why do you think women started working in the first place, rather than staying with their children? Why did you think women started working?
Well, I think that changing over to computers was one big thing. They could always work typewriters, and from then on it wasn't hard to work the computers. And there's other jobs, graphic artists, we've got a graphic artist here, and makeup women do what we call makeup for different pages.
What were the wages when the big paper began?
Oh, well, our paper started in 1917. And I wasn't around then, but my husband's wage was £4.10, which was $5 now. $9.10, yes.
And what? How many hours did they wear?
All day and half the night and all the weekend.
These interviews with Mr. Ian Thomas, Mrs. Dorothy Thomas and Mrs. Florrie Thomas have all been interviews for a part of my history BCE option on the local history of the organisation, the Pakenham Gazette.